Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like
No, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Dirty Water Podcast.
I threw one more chance.
What are you talking about?
One more chance.
I don't sing one more chance.
I sound like Chris Brown. I'm loving my voice.
I don't sing one more chance, Moses.
Yeah, you be singing.
Get that bread, get that head, delete.
No, I don't, bro.
What is he talking about, dude?
Delete.
What the fuck is this nigga talking about? This nigga
delete.
Delete.
Let me sip my dirty water because I'm not fucking with Moses today.
Yeah, man.
He on some bullshit, but it's cool.
Get that head, eat your baby snacks, and leave.
Dave, relax. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it, Dave. Hold on. Let me play this shit.
Yo, and dip.
This nigga Dave.
And dip.
This nigga.
Jealousy's a motherfucker. You weak, jealous motherfuckers. If you a jealous motherfucker, you just a weak motherfucker.
That's it.
See, when you on top, motherfuckers just wanna bring you down. Motherfuckers don't even know you like
it. My dreams filled me with my marble pops mixed me with Jamaican rum and whiskey. What a set off. Should've pushed them dead on. Wipe the sweat off. Cause in this world I'm dead on.
Spark the back way, Moses. Set off. No I see you, bro.
Bring the tea, the enemies.
Look, man,
you wanna see me
locked up, shot up.
Mom's crouched up over the
casket, screaming bastard.
Crying, know my friends is lying. Y'all know who killed them, filled them with the Lucas from the Lucas on the desert. Dying ain't the shit, but it's pleasant.
Kinda quiet.
Watch my niggas bring the rock. Giving cats the opposite of dying. The game 30 pounds when you die, no lie. Lazy eye, I was high when they hit me. Took a few cats with me. Shit, I need the company. Apologies in order to Tiana, my daughter. If it was up to me, you would be with me. Sorta like daddy dearest. My mission be the clearest. Silences so they can't hear it. Competition still fearing. Shit, don't ask me. I went from ashy to nasty to classy and still.
Downfall.
What's up, Moses?
Fingers in the ass again.
Whoa. What's up, Moses? What's up, Dave?
Why is that the first fucking
thing he thinks about, right? Jesus, right?
That's the biggie said.
So, yeah, well, we're talking about what you said.
Oh, yeah.
Today.
He said it. Don't talk about what I said.
You said it today, though.
Don't talk about what I said. He said it.
If you're going to say that
he
line.
He said it.
Listen, nigga, if you're going to say that line, say the next line. $50 half a minute. You know what I mean? You can't just say
daydreaming.
You know what I mean? Fingers in his butt.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
What's up, Moses? What's up, Dave?
You nasty.
No, you nasty, nigga.
That's all you think about.
Don't look at Dave. You nasty.
You married. Yeah, I am. That's a good requirement.
I am.
Finger in the butt when you married.
You don't put the finger in the butt when you hit it from the back?
No.
Okay. Well, that's you.
So
you that's like, you. That's all I'm saying. That's you.
So you like you're putting finger in your butt?
Nah, okay, no, no. I said you don't put finger in her butt.
Nah,
I ain't fucking with Moses. You know what it is? This
butt.
Is motherfucking Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
Moses.
You already.
I hate Dave because he always on you already. You already. Say your fucking name.
Nigga, you going to say it for me. Oh. I hate Dave. Ooh. Exactly. Every fucking time.
Ooh. You see how Dave do, Moses?
You should feel like a little bitch. He's just
saying, first of all, that's disrespectful.
What he said was disrespectful. Because no. I was like, what? I don't be saying your name. Like, you say my name every time. Dave.
Dave's my brother, so I be trying to give him the respect. But you know what? Fuck both of you bitch ass niggas. How about that? Fuck both of you bitch ass niggas.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Hardness.
Nah, it's over. I don't give a fuck about y'all niggas.
That's what I'm talking about.
This episode, pink shirt. This episode.
You must ain't got your white beater on.
I don't have my white beater
on. Yeah, now you hard.
Now,
sweat.
I'm hard because I don't have a white. Shut the fuck up, nigga. Get the fuck out of here. I'm coming salmon
chest
shirt.
Chest hairs out.
I'm coming salmon shirts all Christmas 2020.
Chest hairs out. The back hairs.
All Christmas 2020 salmon shirts for Lexington. It's episode 94, man. Episode 94.
And Lexington is the bank name.
Wait, what? Wait, what?
That's what they call you at the bank.
I don't even go to the bank. It's Corona out here. It's COVID.
That's what comes
I can't go to the bank right now.
That's what comes in your email from the bank. Mr. Lexington.
They call me Mr. My last name that I'm not going to give on here. That's what they call me, really.
Nobody care your last name is Birkenoff.
What? Stroganoff?
Birkenoff. Fuck cancer.
Lex Stroganoff.
Stroke it off.
Stroke it off.
I don't like how y'all
leg stroke it off.
Boy name. It's a boy star.
Here we go. Yeah. Leg stroke it off.
It off.
I like that. We're going to add that to the boy name choice.
I already told y'all what my boy name is.
Your name is Leg Stroganoff.
Moses, put that on the board. Leg Stroganoff.
Moses ain't writing shit down. Moses ain't writing shit down, bro.
Leg Stroganoff.
Nah, I told you my poor name is Lexiconda. Don't worry about it.
Your poor name is Leg Stroganoff, yo.
Stroking off.
Stroking off.
I like that one better. No homo.
Stroking
off. Are you going to get the scene or not?
I don't like the fact.
I'm stroking off.
I don't like the fact that y'all like to name me my poor name.
She trying to come up with your poor name,
like,
right?
What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Y'all all right?
Listen, I just want you to make money. I want you to be a star, my nigga.
That's a 70s poor name. Leg
Stroganoff. Ooh.
You got sideburns with that name.
That's nasty.
You got pork chops. Watch out for my OnlyFans, which is gonna be Stroke it off. So you know, we'll see how it goes though. Hopefully get a couple dollars off the OnlyFans, you know what I mean?
Dirty Stroganoff.
Dirty
Legs Dirty Stroganoff, showing off them dirty ankles.
That's nasty.
You don't have dirty ankles?
No.
I'm a man. I have dirty ankles. Yeah. How about that?
You're going to have different kind of fetishes for your ankles on your OnlyFans.
But the problem with you is you have a dirty-ass neck. I hear what I'm saying? You worry about
my
ankles.
I'm dark skin. I got a dirty neck.
You worry about my ankles, but I got to look up and see your neck.
Your elbow is ashy.
Oh, my God. All the creases in your neck have dirt in them. I got to watch you, bro.
Dirty back of the neck.
No, I got to watch you, bro. That's all I'm saying, man. That's all I'm saying.
You got a dirty neck. That's your comeback.
Because you're a dirty neck nigga. You're a dirty neck nigga.
You're a dirty neck. You're a hairy nipple nigga.
Hairy nipple. Oh, my God.
I'm feeling confident. My hairy nipples.
I'm going to tell you what be driving me crazy on the low in this pause. Why Dave always got the cape out on his do-rag?
My cape is tied up right now.
I'm talking about other times. Dave always got the cape out. Dave think he a thug. He not a thug. He mind his business. He be chilling. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on,
that's not what the cape means. The cape means I'm on slime mode. You know what I mean? It's tied up right now. It's tied up right now, as you can see. I'm chilling this Sunday.
Slime mode.
You got to watch him when the cape is out.
You know what I mean? Unpredictable.
Dave, can you explain what slime mode means?
Listen, if you know, you know.
No, don't do that. Come on, man. Break it down for the audience. Listen, what is slime mode? What is your definition of slime mode, Dave?
It's like the, what is it? Is it the bush beans? You can't tell the secret. You know what I mean? If you know, you know. Man.
Push beans.
Well, Dave, how are the women treating you in your life?
I'm chilling, man.
That's all I'm going to ask. I just want to know what's going on in Dave's life. Dave don't want to tell us. Moses. Dave don't want to tell us everything. He just give us shit.
I'm telling you. I'm chilling. I don't know.
You know how the woman treating him? Like a fucking whore? Slut bucket?
I don't like that.
Like they was, yo, Moses, what is Dave doing out here?
That's not true.
He got them hooked, right? Like, what the fuck? Like, damn, what? Bro, you all right?
What are you talking about?
I got to watch you, bro. Because they keep coming
like,
back.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking
they
about?
They keep coming back, bro. That's all I'm saying.
It's crack. Let's give him a crack.
Bubbling to the top of the pot?
I'm selling crack now?
No. I mean.
What you talking about, my bro?
Dave's a smooth guy, man. Stop sleeping on Dave.
Oh, my God. No, I'm going to tell you the funniest shit, though, Moses.
It's Old Spice.
You know, I be watching Dave's. I watch Dave's every Insta story. You know what I mean?
Why? You need to watch TV, man.
Because I be wanting to know what my brother's doing.
You want to watch your story.
Like, when he posts a story on Instagram, I want to see what. I be wanting to know what's going on. And okay, there he is. Here he is with his shit saying. It was like a meme, and it was like basically, you know, when you fuck with these biddies, you better make sure you get the snacks and the cranberry juice out the refrigerator, and take it with you on your way home. Mm-hmm. Don't put it back in the refrigerator. You know what I mean? Just take it with you.
This nigga gassing it.
I'm just telling you what I saw, bro. I'll tell you what I saw. That's not what I saw?
Memes is me. No, it's not what you saw.
Okay, so how you treating the kids' snacks when you fucking with their mothers?
First of all, the snacks is community snacks, first of all.
Sound like you like Santa. He put you like Santa Claus, like you just eating cookies.
Listen, I come over, the Capri Suns, the Capri Suns. Fruit snacks, fair game. Oreos.
You ain't never went to a crib and they had the Kool-Aids instead of the Capri Suns? It's still the same pouch.
The Kool-Aid?
They had the Kool-Aids.
I fucks with the Kool-Aids.
Yeah. You ain't came across that yet, Dave?
Kool-Aids. I fuck with that cereal. You know what I mean? Lunchables.
Lunchables. I hate Dave.
Lunchables. They got to shit. They got to learn how to shit.
You don't think that's very disrespectful to the baby daddy? I'm asking.
What are you talking about?
You don't
think
that's very disrespectful to the baby daddy? Like, what if the baby daddy paid for all that and you go over there taking all that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm asking a question.
I like the way he's going with this.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would feel offended as being a baby daddy and paying for those groceries, and then a nigga come through, slide through, hit her from the back. And take the snacks?
That's not what I do. That's not what I do.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dave.
First of all,
I'm sorry, Dave. I didn't know.
That's not what I do.
Maybe I put too much on you. I'm sorry.
If they had an issue with it, I'm sure they'd be around. But they're not. You know what I mean?
That nigga Dave good.
But this nigga eating my you know, my kid's snacks.
That nigga Dave good, man. He slide right on out of that shit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, see what I'm saying?
What was he talking about?
And I'm glad you don't. Don't know what I'm talking about, Dave.
I thought Dave was going to be like, you weird. It's weird.
I thought Dave was going to be like, fuck her baby daddy.
What?
That's what I thought. I thought you were going to say that.
Shout out to all the single mothers out there.
There we go.
We appreciate y'all.
There we go.
And I recognize that us black kings need to treat our queens a little better.
Black queens.
Or black all queens, queens, all queens, black queens especially, but you know, we need to treat our queens a little bit better, and I'm just trying to do that. I don't know what you're talking about over here. You know what I mean? I appreciate all of them and all what they do.
Appreciate the queens.
And all the snacks they buy.
What you saying?
I appreciate them all.
But you don't know what I'm talking about. It's cool.
I said what I said. Shout out to you.
Appreciate the queens and the cougars.
I'm to the point that I feel like Moses loves cougars.
Cougar. His shorty might be a cougar.
Is your girl a cougar, Moses?
I ain't never seen her.
Well, I'm a cougar.
I seen her. Yo, she dropped you off.
What age is a cougar?
She dropped you off one day, and she was playing Aretha. I think she might be a little old bitty. That's probably why he had a hard time figuring out which old bitty he wanted. He didn't want to offend his shorty. You know what I mean? Because his shorty got a little age on him.
Ain't she nothing wrong with a little Aretha.
I mean? Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But she don't want
to. You say she not a cougar.
No, she's not a cougar.
She might know one of the pips. You know what I mean?
You hear the way Moses said it, though? Nah, she's not a cougar. No, like he in love. And I like that. I want him in love. You know what I mean? That's a good dude right there. Gotta watch him though.
That's a good dude.
Married a man.
Married man. Be hating on me.
Married man.
Ain't nothing wrong with me. I thought you popped the ring.
No.
You would never give your girl the ring?
Pop the ring.
Pop the ring. Let me leave it alone, Dave. Yeah. Let me say that.
I thought you popped the ring. I thought I was drunk.
Yeah. That's what you sound.
I'm done with these things.
I am drunk.
You drunk again.
Yeah, you ain't popped the ring.
No, it's gonna be a long time, brother.
Alright. I'm not mad at that.
She a crackhead. Look at her.
You see, this is what they watch on Dirty Water in the background on their TVs and shit.
Oh, yeah, look, I told you the crack. You want this coke?
What'd you say? Oh, you said it was a crack whore, Dave?
I didn't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't say that.
Who's the crackhead in this film that
you're
watching?
I don't know what Moses got playing. Moses got some hood shit going on in the background. Shout out to Moses and his
I wanted to ask y'all, honestly, though, whatever happened to fucking family reunions?
They still exist.
Do they? Know? I haven't. When's the last time we've been to a family reunion,
well,
Dave?
COVID-19. Yeah, ain't no nothing happening right now. But I think you just letting out the bag that our family don't meet up like we used to. What happened to them, nigga? They still exist.
Yeah.
I don't hear nobody talk about it.
What happened?
I don't see nobody post about it.
What I think ends up happening is
money.
It could be money too, but. The elders in our families they're dying out. Mm. And it's up to the younger generation to carry on the torch. And we got so much shit going on.
As youngins.
As youngins, maybe some shit that we probably don't need to be paying attention to, you know, because of the times. I mean, you know, social media shit and just life in general, you know what I mean? A lot of shit is changing. And you know, sometimes we lose sight of the important things like gathering with family and shit like that. But I do definitely miss it. But ain't shit going down during the pandemic right now.
It fucks me up, Dave, to not have family reunions because I like to see the family that I don't get to see all year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? My grandma's sister's grandkids type shit.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Right. Or my grandma's sisters, yeah. Or my grandma's brother's sons. You know what I'm saying? Like great uncles and all that type of shit. Like that's the type of shit. I'd be like, damn, what the fuck happened to the family reunions? Because in my family, in our family, how we do at Dirty Water, like we always come together and cook some shit and have fun and laugh and drink and talk shit. Because I look at, that's how the podcast is. I feel like this podcast is, something from how our family moved around throughout the years, and then now we just able to record it, Dave Moses. You know what I'm saying? So the family reunions, I want to see more. I want to see the family. We got to do a family reunion. We got to cook something. We got to put something together.
We used to
go to Tennessee Mountains and all that type of shit. Go to the park.
It's going to have to happen after the pandemic, unless we do the struggle way, you know, which is fucking Zoom right now.
We can't do a family reunion.
You can do it,
but nah, it's not the same. I won't pull up on you, cuz.
It's not the same, but
it's realistic because of COVID-19.
Yeah, you know I mean,
have what you want to right now,
especially for our elders, man. We can't have the elders out here traveling.
Exposed to that,
Shit's still floating around
traveling
out here.
And, you know,
I don't know if it's I don't know if COVID is as bad as they say it was, but, you know, it's still out here.
It's still out here. Shout out to Indianapolis. That's one of my favorite areas, because we got family out there, Dave, Moses, as far as when we do family reunions. I remember going out there and going to the park right there in the hood and shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Playing with cuz or our cousins or whatever, shooting ball or whatever. You know what I mean? That was just one of my favorite spots. I think it was one of my favorite spots because I just never been there before. You know what I mean? Coming from New York, being in the South of Fayetteville, North Carolina, that type of shit. Going to Indianapolis. That's like a whole different, you know what I'm saying? It's just different. You know what I mean? So that's one of the things I miss about family reunions, coming together in the certain spots we would go to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For family reunions.
The thing is, what you're looking for is what Dave said. You have to hold on to the torch. Like younger generations, any kind of like generations in the family reunion, they wonder why it's not popping. I think they should push because they're the ones that's more in the family. It's more younger.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People in the generation right now. So if they get on board, it's a wrap. I think it'll be done. But with older folks right now, they just, I'm not saying they can't do it, just got a lot on their mind.
Do you think it's harder for the younger generation to carry that torch?
The younger generation don't have those same type of values as the old people do. You know what I mean? We don't, you know what I mean? It's just, it's different times, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, the older generation was more family oriented.
But we supposed to carry that torch as a younger generation. Yeah,
we should, but tell
a lot
me
of
what.
Us don't.
Like you said, yeah, like, I feel like the olders did push it harder. Like no matter what they was going through, they'd be like, "Well, we gonna have this hookout. I don't give a shit." You know what I'm saying? So now a nigga be like, "Young, like man, I'm going through shit. I don't give a fuck about no cookout."
Right.
So
ain't organizing nothing.
Yeah.
Just saying, fuck it. If it happens, it happens. I'll show up, maybe not.
Yeah, you know what, you know what I mean? Think? I think social media made us as in the younger generation, a little bit more competitive with each other. Everybody's trying to show off what they got. You know what I mean? And everybody's judging each other. Everybody want to compete with each other on that bullshit.
But what you got don't mean shit.
I mean, yeah, to you, that's to like, you. But to unfortunately, to the most, to
old beef and stupid beef. It's like older generations might have beef, and the younger generation get dragged into it. Even they not even involved into it, but they just get dragged. So,
but like back in the day when the older generation had beef, I mean, it was tension, but you had to see each other to express that tension. So, you know, whether you was coming to eat and have a good time, you knew you was going to see this nigga at the family reunion. So, shit, you going to go and have a good time, but shit, when you get drunk, something might come out, but it was going to be all love once y'all leave there.
You saw a fight? You saw a fight at the family reunion before?
Come on, cuz. We seen plenty of fights. That's what we do.
I'm just asking.
Young to old.
We done seen uncles get...
We seen shit at funerals.
We done seen uncles get pushed through screen windows and shit.
You got a light? Let me get a light, Dave.
It happens. We done seen grandma shut whole shit down. Shit going down. She come out, say
shout
one
to
word.
Grandma.
She's come out, say one word. Everything fucking stops.
You know what I mean?
Y'all stop it.
So
I don't see no.
At the end of the day, grandma's run the family.
Well, she, you know, she's the elder of the other side. Our grandma, how many kids did our grandma had?
11.
Yes, she runs shit. You know what I mean?
But who runs the family when grandma ain't around? You know what I'm saying? Like when that's over with, and hopefully that's no time soon. How I felt about your grandma, Dave. I can't answer that.
My great grandmother. Your grandmother.
Right.
I can't answer that.
Because it's gonna happen. That time comes.
You know, like I said, the older people had different morals and values. So her sons and daughters or her grandkids may not be thinking about that. we'll see how that go. But moral of the story, keep your family, you know, close if you can. If you're close with your peoples, talk to them, call them, especially around this time. You know what I mean? I'm sure they'll love to hear from you.
Dave, you brought that up, and I'm just gonna bring this up. But I was called that I was acting phony from a friend, a good friend that I love. They said I was acting funny because I don't call them enough. I don't hit them up and check on them enough.
You gotta be like,
and it hurts a little bit. I ain't gonna lie.
You be like, yeah, okay, but it depends on if they hit you up too.
Well, they hit me up all the time. They hit me up all the time.
Yeah.
But I don't be hitting them. I don't be hitting them up. But I'm like, but my thing is with that too is like, I really don't be hitting nobody up. Like OG used to call me and be like, yo, you can call and check on your dad sometime type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, ask Dave. I talk to y'all. I don't call y'all during the week and shit. We don't talk during the week. We talk on the pod. You know what I'm saying?
I think
because I might hear from you every once in a while, though.
No, Dave, you do.
But not on the regular. Yeah, I understand what they're saying. But
yeah, I can go all week without hitting you up.
But it'd be fun, though.
Right.
I mean, I'm like that, too. I don't need to speak to you. I know you good. If something is an issue, then yeah, I would hear
call
from
you.
Right. I think you know you.
Sometimes you I call Moses dumbass when I'm at work doing nothing.
He'd
be like, what you want? I'm like, nothing, nigga. You want? Stupid. And then I hang up the phone.
Low key, it fucked me up on the low because it's just like, damn, I thought you knew that about me. Like I don't be calling niggas. I just be chilling. I'm in my own little world. I got my own little shit going on.
But did you express that to him?
Yes.
You know, you be in your own little world. Yes, I think everybody be in their own little world. Don't get it twisted. But at the same time, you do got to take sacrifice. See what's up with your homie. You never know.
You know I know. Saying?
Some people ain't going to reach out. That's why I say you got to check on your homie.
No, but bro reach out all the time to me. I ain't gonna act like he don't. He definitely does. You know what I mean?
That's what I said. You.
It just caught me off guard. It's like, yo, you acting funny. I'm like.
Just let them know you got some other shit going on that you're trying to figure out.
I think you're off guard because it was like the truth. You know what I'm saying?
I kind of took it like it was like, damn, are you in your feelings about something? Like, you know, I look at shit like, yo, you got what you got going on and I got what I got going on. You know what I mean? So when we talk, that's just what it is. You know what I mean? And then tell me what you got going on when we finally talk, but deal with what you got going on, because I'm not gonna tell everybody everything about what I got going on. You get what I'm saying? So if you dealing with shit, if I'm dealing with shit, you don't got to tell me everything, and I'm not going to tell you everything. Yeah, but just know that we still family. See, family. We still family.
Every family is different, right?
Yeah. That's a fact, Moses.
All right. So when you got that family friend or whatever, you still got to know, like, oh, the Katy different. Some people like that conversation. Not gonna deal with that.
Right.
Every now and then. That's what we used to. You know what I'm saying? Because the way we're moving. But at the same time, you gotta think, oh shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's just.
Everybody different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everybody different. He might, you know, that person might be having, you know, having some things going on, and he needs somebody to talk to. And normally, y'all normally keep
a little connection or something.
Yeah, I mean, a little closer connection. Right. So he, you know,
right.
It's all about communication.
That's the thing. Like, if you was in a study, like talk, because me and Dave talk. You know what I'm saying? If I
y'all talk every day,
the week, yeah. If I go through the week,
y'all talk every day. Don't do that, Dave.
If I don't talk to him throughout that week, I'm like, damn, what the fuck? Yeah, I ain't. Yeah, you're like, what the fuck?
My thing is, Moses, I can, like, I have, like with y'all and with homie and other friends that I call, consider brothers or whatever, I can go without talking to y'all for months, not saying a word. I'm going to assume you're doing fine because I'm going to live my life and I got shit going on with my family or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But when we finally talk, then just... You know, let's talk about what the fuck has been going on. You know, it doesn't bother me that we didn't talk for a while. But when we do talk, let's talk.
That's you though. Everybody ain't the same.
That's what I'm saying. Like everybody's not the same.
So they just gotta be understanding. That's all. If that's your homie, I'm sure he'll understand it if you explain it to him in the way that you explain it to us.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Oh man. Shout out to the homie, man. So what's up? Y'all gonna come play golf with me?
Maybe you wanna golf.
Okay. I wanna go play golf a little bit, man. No? Moses, no.
I've never played. Maybe I need to try it. That might be a good stress.
Dave, I'm with you. I've never played neither. So that's exactly why you need to come with me.
I'm a fisherman. I like fishing. You know what I mean? And fishing used to always relieve stress for me. I haven't been fishing as much as I want to be. But fishing is it for me. But I don't mind swinging a golf club. I don't think I'd be good at it, but shit. I don't know.
So I was talking to my white friends, Dave, Moses.
They be on it.
I was talking to my white friends. They say, yo, come play golf with us. I'm like what you were saying, Dave. I'm trash. I know I can't swing at that ball like that. Oh, it doesn't matter. Just come out there, bring your joint. You can smoke something. You can drink a little bit. Just swing at it, whatever. You could be trash. Just have fun with it. You know, just have fun with it. I'm like, damn, they got a good goddamn point. You know, so I'm thinking about it. So I'm like, now I want to go with my white friends. I'm going to go with my white friends first, play a little golf, and I'm going to come back and tell y'all about it. And then we're going to go as a collective, Dirty Water, and go play golf. No?
Yeah, you're playing golf with Dirty Water logos on our polos and shit?
Hard.
Let's go.
Dave, come on. Dave Podden.
We got to go. Dave we gotta Podden. We got to represent.
Dave Podden. Nah, yo, the man. Logo right Dave there next to you.
There you go, right there.
Right there next to your left titty?
Lit.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to have a bucket hat, logo on it.
Logo on the Sperry's?
Nah, we ain't going to put them on the
We going to put them on Sperry's? I'm putting them on the Sperry's.
See, that's how I know you've been down here too long. That too is long. Country
too
shit.
Too long, bro.
You got the logo on your sneakers? You've been down here too long. You need to cross that Yonkers out, nigga.
Whoa. Shout out to Y.O. You know
well on his chest.
Yeah, hold up, Moses. Don't talk shit because I don't feel like you coming to play golf with us.
I'm coming.
You ain't coming out there. You ain't going to swing at that little white ball. I don't see you out there. I'm sorry.
Swing a white ball.
You ain't going to swing at that little white
ball. Yeah, this thing is funny.
Yo, I don't understand.
You ain't going to swing at that little white ball.
Why
that's
do you
all
do
I'm saying.
This to yourself every time?
Do what? I'm chilling. I'm asking a question.
You
gonna
go out there and
what
swing
you going to do?
White ball.
It's white.
Yeah.
Swing at it.
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell y'all some real shit. Shout out to OG. Rest in peace to OG. But OG said to me, all little Lex got to do is learn how to swing at a little white ball. That's you know what I'm saying? Whether it was a golf ball, a baseball, any of them type of balls. You know what I mean? If it's white and you got to swing at it.
A ping pong ball.
Ping pong. All that. Like, you know why? Because them contracts is official, official. They getting millions. Like, swing at it with all your might. And shout out to my white friends because I'm coming to play golf with y'all.
Nah, OG thought you. That's to show you what OG thought of you, nigga.
That's how he felt about his grandson.
That nigga thought you was.
No, I'm talking about. That's what he said about his grandson, Dave. It's not about
you
me.
Say you,
it's about
nigga.
No, he said that about his grandson.
Oh, okay.
He said that about his grandson. So fuck what you talking about with me, which is a stupid ass joke you got to hold in now.
Yeah, well, I tell you, he thought.
He told you. He tells you just do what you can.
Listen, son, just do what you can.
Embarrass me the bars.
I got no hope for you, son.
Pass the ball every time.
Hey, look, hey, Moses, but the grandson, though, let me give him all the official advice.
That's because he know it's Skippy generation. You
oh,
know,
shit. I don't fuck with Dave. I don't fuck with Dave, man.
So it skipped your older brother. Went to your, you know what I mean? Went to your nephew.
Dave, I just said I don't
now
fuck
listen,
with you.
And skipped you and went to your son. So the grandson's is lit.
Dave, you, I just said I don't fuck with you.
You and your brother is doomed. Shout out to bro.
Oh, man. Shout out to bro. Love you, bro.
Hey, Halloween.
Dave doesn't have kids. Moses has a kid. I have kids. Halloween is coming up. COVID-19, well, I call it little COVID in them, is out here. Moses, are you allowing your kid to go out there and go trick-or-treating?
Go Zoom
on a trick-or-treat. So you buying the candy?
Basically.
So your son can't go out there and trick-or-treat or nothing? Nothing?
He don't even care too much about that.
I'm not mad at you for that, because I'm not doing it either.
You want to go trick-or-treat parties and stuff like that.
I ain't saying neither one. We ain't even going. My son can't go out there.
Can't really do nothing.
My daughter really ain't old enough to go out there by herself. So, no. Fuck trick-or-treating. COVID is out here. Y'all giving out nasty shit. I ain't fucking with it. It's filthy. Dave, if you had kids, would you let them roll?
Well, I think you gotta be creative.
Trick-or-treat.
I think you gotta be creative as a parent. If you know.
Okay.
If you know, you know what I mean, you your kids want to do trick-or-treating and you're not allowed to, link up with your family members, pull up at their houses that they normally see, and I don't give a fuck if you got to buy candy. Hey, listen, I'm going to pull up at your crib. My kids want to do something. Some of your family members or your friends might have kids also. You know what I mean? You pull up to their crib. Hey, trick-or-treat. Get some candy bullshit with them on to the next house. I mean, you just got to improvise. It's all about improvising.
I know you believe in that, but is that how you would roll?
I would try it. I don't have any kids.
Okay. Or, I like that.
Or set something up. I mean, I don't know. Everybody's circumstances is different. You got a garage, set up a fucking haunted house in your backyard. You invite, you know, some of your, you know, some of their friends, not all of them, but, you know. And just do what you got to do to it.
Hey, look, I got family and I love y'all, but I don't trust y'all neither. My kids got to stay at the crib. That's just me, though. And then, you know, everybody got their preference. But I ain't going to lie. I can't wait to see Dave out here with a kid.
Crazy. I'm with the costumes and all.
I'm with all that shit, too, Dave. But I'm just saying, the way COVID is set up now, because we always, every year, go walk around the neighborhood, get the candy, whatever. I got to look at the candy, inspect it type shit, make sure they don't eat no bullshit. But I would love to see you, because you don't have a kid yet, and you're probably going to have one in the near future. I would love to see you moving like that.
In the future.
Because I'm saying.
Not near.
Well, I want to see it because of the way you treat my kids. You treat my kids with much respect. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can see you with your own son or daughter and doing the Halloween thing. You know what I'm saying? Or the Christmas thing or the, you know what I'm saying? I can see you doing that, bro.
Yeah, I'm a kid myself in heart. So I got a little bit of imagination when I want to have one. So the kids fuck with me a little bit.
I can see it, bro. I can see it.
And one thing I know about kids always, they remember what's important for them is memories, moments. You know what I mean? They remember them. You're
teaching me something right now for my children.
As I was a kid, honestly, growing up with my uncles and my cousins, I remember moments. Like my uncle, my uncle Joe Wayne, he taught me. I didn't see him as often as maybe I wanted to, but he taught me how to play chess. You know what I mean? That's something that I know how to play from
Uncle Larry?
Oh, Larry and Jerwayne. Okay. They both did, because they would play chess together.
Uncle Larry trying to put me on that chess shit. I still haven't learned it.
Uncle Larry taught me how to play chess. Uncle Jerwayne showed me how to do card tricks.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Uncle Jerwayne was the one that could steal the watch off your wrist.
Why he looking at you dead in your fucking
in
eyes.
Your eyes.
Right in your eyes. You know what I mean? And so, you know, it's little shit like that you remember. Like little shit like I remember when you used to take me around with your friends in Yonkers and shit like that. You know what I mean? When I used to come down here and visit you, we used to ride bikes.
Now hold on, you told me I wasn't from Yonkers, dude.
You're not from Yonkers. They don't know you. But you know.
But you got that memory though.
I got that memory. All
right. Let me have that in there, at least on Dirty Water Pod.
KJ with the trampoline.
Shout out to Jizzle.
You know what I mean? Moses just fucking pop up. He lived down the street. I didn't even know he lived down the street for years. He just fucking pop
right
up
the block
at Jizzle Crib. Like, what the fuck is? Where's this nigga?
Who is this guy?
Who is this guy?
That's funny as fuck.
This pop up. You know what I mean? It's memories that kids take to heart. You know what I mean? That they hold dear to them. So it's all about trying to create memories with your kids. And you can do anything. They just love to be around you. Anything new, I think they gonna remember. So just be creative, man. That's all. Especially your little one. I know your son don't really give a fuck now. You
My
know
son
what I mean?
Don't give a
he
fuck.
He got bitches.
Wait, you relax, relax, babe. Hold on. I don't know what you're talking about. We ain't doing that on the pod.
But your youngest, your daughter, you can set something up in the garage, the backyard, have your son participate. You know what I mean? Slap the controller out of his hand.
I call my daughter a little ratchet.
Right. You know what I mean?
Little ratchet.
She going to love anything. And she gonna remember that little shit. You know what I mean?
Moses, you ain't taking them trick or treating. You said that.
Yeah.
That's just how you feel?
Nah, like I said, the family jump on it, yeah. Hippie, no, but I don't think it's, you know, other stuff, like a party or something like that.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I really don't be celebrating these holidays. Fuck Christmas. All that shit. Fuck Thanksgiving. Fuck Halloween. I don't celebrate none of that shit. When Christmas come, we ain't about no gifts. It's about just talking with each other and being a family. I remember last year starting this shit, and I asked my son, yo, what you want for Christmas? He was like, I don't know. That's because you got everything. You got everything, bro. So you don't need shit. And my daughter was young enough to not even really understand what the fuck Christmas is, Santa Claus, all that bullshit. So I don't celebrate that shit. And I'm not celebrating it this year. And I love that I'm not celebrating. I'm saving a lot of money. I'll be honest. I'm saving a lot of money.
Nigga, we talking about Halloween. Nigga, you're not celebrating Halloween?
No, so I was bringing up the holiday shit. Wow. Holiday shit.
So did you celebrate Halloween or what, nigga?
No, nigga, we ain't going trick-or-treating either.
Okay.
I think I'm going
to... So y'all not acknowledging
I think I'm going to the beach with my wife.
Are you acknowledging it or not?
No.
Okay, so your kids don't care about it no more. Your daughter don't care about it. She don't know about it to care about it. Because once she's not in school and all that stuff like that. So next year, it might change. How old is your daughter?
She's 4 going on 5.
Okay, so when she's in school, hopefully...
But I'm the parent that's saying... Don't believe in none of that bull. It's all fake.
I understand you're telling your kids that, but it's up to your kids to believe in that. You know what I mean? When all we spoke about this before, when all her friends around her is celebrating it, she wants to be a part of that.
The way I come at it, I think she'll respect it.
You think?
Yeah.
Right. Let's hope that. But you don't know that. You don't know.
That's a fact, Dave.
You know what I mean? Kids want to be a part of their friends' lives. They want to be a part of what's cool. You know what I mean?
And everything that's going on around them because of their friends.
That's just what it is. Yeah. You know what I mean, it's up to you to adjust to that. You know what I mean? Knowledge from a single nigga with no kids.
What's something one of your friends influenced you to do that you probably didn't really want to do?
I never did nothing that I didn't want to do. I was one
so
of
you
the,
had no friends that influenced you to do some shit you ain't
that
do?
I didn't want to do? No. Yeah. I was always one of them niggas like, no, I ain't doing it. I'm not doing it. And I'm going
I was
home.
Influenced. I broke in a trailer before. With my friends. Police came, we dipped up out of there. I'm just saying. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we just, it was an empty trailer. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was nothing to be bragging about. We ain't steal nothing out of it, nothing like that. It was just like, just the influence of it. Cause I'm just with my friends. I'm just with my homies.
You said you ain't want
to
do it?
I didn't want to do it. I didn't care to do it. It didn't, like, why are we doing this? It doesn't matter to me.
You never said, like, yo, why are we doing this? You never said that? I was one of them niggas like, I don't know about that, guys. You know what I mean? I was one of them. I was one of those friends. And I was like, I think I'm going to sit this one out. You know what I mean? And then it's usually one nigga, one other person is going to be like, you know what, David's right. You know, I'm a fall back.
And Dave is right. Or, I bring it up to think about my son. Well, he's growing up because he's growing into being a teenager now.
Now, not only was I the one that said, I don't think it's about, you know, I might not have always said, had an alternative, you know, solution for it. Or my alternative solution might not have been the best way, but we might have took my alternative solution and it turned out to be bad. You know what I mean? But if I was down the ride, I was down the ride. You know what I mean?
Right. I feel you, Dave. I feel you, Dave. Halloween has been some fucked up times when I was growing up and shit. We was growing up throwing rocks at cars. Yeah. Doing stupid shit like that. Shit. You know what I mean? Throwing eggs at houses. You know what I'm saying? Like, what was Halloween for y'all? I was doing stupid shit like that. I throw egg
at... the pranks and shit?
Huh?
You was doing the pranks?
Yeah. We was doing all that bullshit.
Not the treats.
Doing all treats. That bullshit at a young age, young teen. Throw an egg at your window. Throwing rocks at cars, running down the street. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's trash. I don't agree with it. I'm wrong for it. You know what I mean? But that was stupid ass shit I was doing as a kid during Halloween.
Right. Well, for kids to do anything on Halloween, they got to be outside. Kids ain't outside nowadays, so there you go.
What was you doing though, Moses? You just went trick-or-treating and that was it?
Trick-or-treating.
Look, Moses, he ain't
scamming or nothing. Taking those two bags. Switching out bags. And that's my bag, man. Yeah, it looks like, yeah, I know it is.
Yeah, we wasn't doing too much. We threw a couple eggs and shit like that and, you know, eggs at cars and cabs. I think,
See, David in New York, he throwing eggs and cabs. Yeah,
you know, back in...
Yo, that shit was all the way out.
When I was real young, but, you know, the older kids, when we was living in DeKalb, it was part of the reason why a lot of cabs and the pizza delivery guys and shit like that wouldn't come to the building because we would call them and egg them.
Y'all was beating up like the that. Delivery guys?
No, I said egg them. We would egg them, you know what I mean? We would call them and egg them, and then we'd call them, and nobody wanted what the fuck they wanted. Niggas just calling for no reason and shit, so.
I'll be honest with you, Dave. Around here on the east side in the Ville, niggas are beating up the delivery guys. Mm-hmm. Certain little hoods over here, right, Moses, won't deliver. You know what I'm saying? They won't deliver. Like, nah, they ain't coming out there. Nah, they might get beat up and robbed.
Yeah, it happens.
It's trash, though. It happens. Yo, hey, shout out to the hood. But y'all got to relax. Stop doing that shit, man. Don't do that.
Niggas
no more.
Is hungry, man. They know the delivery people got money on them.
But they don't have that much money on them.
They ain't thinking that far
ahead.
What,
like, what, $40?
What's 40 when you ain't got nothing in your pocket? Mm-hmm. Man, what you talking about? What we talking about?
You got me, Dave. You got me, Dave. I don't know. I just hope they don't do it no more. That's all I'm saying.
It's a wrap.
Uber Eats, watch out.
Yo, I wanted to ask y'all, though. We ain't getting no younger, right? Nobody in this world is getting any younger. How y'all feel about getting older?
It's a blessing, man.
Dave says it's a blessing. What you saying, Moses?
Old is always good. Don't get it twisted.
You I hate it. I'm going to say I hate it. But go ahead.
Getting wiser, but at the same time, you're just scared about nose hairs.
Nose hairs?
Yeah. Balls is just dripping down. Can't control your balls.
But you say you cool with it, though. You See, my thing with getting older, I hate it. I hate getting Blood older.
Being diabetic, pills.
Yeah. What's some of the things you've experienced as you've gotten older? You know what I mean?
Bones aching. Yeah.
Can't do shit like you used to.
Like what? Energy.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
My energy be good.
Strike off fast. Mm-hmm. You know how you just strike off fast?
Yeah. My only problem is my bones popping.
We pull some shit.
Yeah, and you say your energy good? So you could just take off running right now and just like you was younger?
Yeah, right now, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I promise you I can.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
This thing could be gasping for air like
I took.
Fucking...
No, after I run, I will be gasping for air, yes. But I'm just saying, I can go do it right now.
I'm be gasping for air like a goldfish, nigga. All
right, bro, I'm telling you. You don't want to race me.
I think I'll blow you out. Remember you little...
You want to smoke? You want to smoke? You want to race? And come back and tell the pod who won?
You're a little Tink Tink. Don't forget, Dougs. Let's not forget who you are. You know what I mean? You young high low.
I don't like the disrespect.
You're young.
I don't like the disrespect like little Tink Tink.
Young high low.
I hate little Durag. Mm. I hate little Durag. I swear to God, man. Fuck so, you, Dave. Whatever.
I think I got
Race
you
me then, nigga. I think I and got then you call me little Tink Tink then. Yeah. What you gonna be called after I beat you?
You're a little high low. You're gonna be in my dust.
A little high low.
But you know what? I can't hold my piss like I used to be able to, man. If I got a piss, I got a fucking piss,
bro. Prostate.
Yeah. For real talk, like I can't hurt my piss, B, like I used to.
I piss right in Walmart parking lot.
That's a fact.
I had to do it.
Mm-hmm. If I gotta go, I gotta go, though.
Yeah, it's gotta go. It's gotta get out of me.
Look, I gotta go. I can't wait.
Back pains.
Like I told you, bones aching. Mm-hmm. Like I could wake up and get up and run, but I'm saying after I run, then my bone might pop. My kneecap and shit gonna pop a little bit. My elbow gonna pop a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't like that shit
popping.
I don't like that in my 30s.
Like, what the fuck?
I don't like that in my 30s.
How's your sexual stamina?
Choose
what? Think about it. Shout out to Mom Duke. She gave me OG's
Blue Choose.
Mm-hmm. She gave me OG's Viagra. Mm-hmm. I'm official. I'm good. I'm good out here in these streets.
I'm official.
My wife loves it. She said, "Pop another one," and I don't even pop the whole joint. Here I just take go. A bite of it because them shits is thick. Out. I don't want the you know what I'm saying.
Boner popper.
Yeah.
Overdose.
But shout out to the Pharmacy for Life with the CMOS and all that, because I ain't gonna lie, lately for the past 2 weeks I have not fucked with the Viagra pill. I just been on the CMOS shit, the black seed oil, you know, that type of shit. And she was like, yeah, take some more CMOS, take some more black seed oil. I love it. I'm like, alright, great. And that's what I've been doing. So, you know, I'm good, Dave. What about you?
I named a couple. You know what I mean? Back pains. Oh, you talking about?
No, how's your sexual stamina? You knocking them down?
Compared
you're
to
a whore?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, cool.
Compared to what? compared to my younger life?
No, you asked me.
You know what I would say?
He's a whore.
He's
a whore, right, Moses?
Shut up, Moses.
He's a whore.
Compared
right?
to, I think
I love it. I love it. Go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry.
Stop it. Come on, guys.
I didn't say no.
Compared to, I think my standards are a little different from when I was younger. You know what I mean? And I know I think I'm a little bit. You know, I know what I'm doing now.
Yeah, you don't be trying to.
So it don't even take that long to get to the point nowadays.
Mm-hmm. So you're a minute man.
No, what I'm saying is it don't take for me to get shorty to that point.
Oh,
you
know what I mean?
When you're a little younger, you be trying to show out and you want to do all that. But
you don't care no more about that.
You don't care about all that because a lot of times you
that
show.
That means you getting old.
Listen to what I'm saying. A lot of times you doing that as a youngin' to please yourself, and you ain't really pleasing her. You just showing out. You know what I mean?
But when you pleasing yourself, ain't that pleasing her?
You gotta ask her,
what
nigga.
Saying
no,
is,
it's not, nigga.
You got the experience now.
You get, yeah, exactly. You could, you know for a fact you could smash shorty all night, and if she ain't coming, she ain't coming, nigga. You know what I mean? And you gonna enjoy it. But if you ain't doing, and there's plenty of nights I've been selfish.
Huh? You like that?
But we don't do that no more.
No.
I want to ask y'all both, are y'all more selfish when y'all in the bedroom, in the sheets, or y'all just, y'all want her to get hers first, and then you finish it off? Me personally, I want her to get hers a few times. and then I want to top it off with mine.
She not with you, you shouldn't care, but she with you, yeah.
Say that again.
No, I'm talking about for myself. It's not about her. I'm talking about for me.
Say it again,
Moses.
I'm just saying.
Huh?
Say it again, Moses.
And that question, I'm just asking your question. If I'm not with her, I don't care.
Okay, got you. Got you.
Bingy.
You going to figure this out. This is your fault. We not together.
Oh, shit.
We together, yeah. I'm pleasuring her. You know what I'm saying?
So what you got, Dave?
I just told you. I spoke first. Mm. You know what I mean? You know what it is.
Yeah,
out
here. What you got to say? What you got to say, Lexington?
You know what I mean, Mr. Mr. Blue Diamond?
Lexington smoking.
What the fuck is Blue Diamond? What are you talking about?
What shape is the pills your mama gave you?
Oh, they were some white thick shit. So
what shape are they? Diamonds, nigga. Look at the diamond shit.
Oh, I gotta look at them again.
Yeah, they diamonds.
I'll be biting them.
Yeah, diamonds.
I'll be biting them.
They ain't a diamond no more, no.
I'll play devil's advocate.
Yeah, you be biting them down like mollies and shit.
No, you know what? You know what? You know what? Wifey in the crib, spiking Lex drinks and shit. He like, damn, what's going on? She like, oh, what's, you know, what we gonna do with it?
Don't give me no ideas on what the fuck's going on when I'm not around. Please don't do that.
Cause like, damn, I just wake up so tired. I just don't know what's going on.
This shit just got me so energized.
I'm the Hulk.
I'm the Hulk. What are we talking about again?
You see you ripping off your look. You white Peter shirt. It's already ripped.
what are we talking about again?
You're talking about your already ripped white
shirt. I ain't fucking with you.
Go ahead with the next one. Talk about smack the back of your neck.
Listen.
Talk about my neck dirty.
If you smack the back of my neck, it's a fight.
You can't fight if I smack the back of your neck. I'm gonna go down like Rick James did when he smacked Charlie Murphy.
Ah. Hey yo, so Antebellum, Dave.
The movie.
It cost me $19.99.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about it. It was good.
I fucks with it.
It was good until the ending. Ending was trash.
Whoa! I thought it was trash until the ending.
Nah, ending was trash.
Hold on, Moses. Go ahead, Dave. What you saying?
I like the ending is trash. They end up being in some fucking bullshit ass reservation, some reenactment reservation somewhere. I didn't know where they was gonna take it, but I ain't like the way they took it there. That shit was trash. Shorty just rolled out on a horse through a fake interaction, and she was good. You know what I mean? She just had to get through the woods. It looked like that woods wasn't too far out.
No, but the way the shit is set up, though, Dave, if you look at
it. Yeah, I know. You wasn't supposed to go back there. I know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, even if you fly a plane or a helicopter. It was prosecuted.
Yeah.
It looks like it's just some shit that's just going on. Reenactment shit. But it was really, they really had slavery shit going on and sexual assault and raping and shit, bro. What are you talking about?
I didn't like it. I don't like the ending. You mean what they told? What am I talking about? Shit was trash. It could have been a lot better.
I thought you would enjoy that.
I liked the rest of the movie. I didn't like the ending. Like I said, like come on, y'all niggas was fucking niggas was a couple yards from freedom.
Ain't no couple yards.
Yeah, I mean, it was a couple yards from freedom. Yeah,
it may look like a couple yards, but it might have been a mile or two, yeah, Dave.
That shit was whack. But it was cool though. You know what I did enjoy watching? Janelle Monáe. She is a beautiful woman.
She did her thing as actress.
She did, and she is a beautiful woman. She did a great job.
That's all you worry about? How beautiful
she did a great job acting. She He did a great job acting.
Moses, but, check out Antebellum.
But I don't think that was, I don't think it wasn't too realistic. You ain't trapping me and a whole bunch of niggas that been in a free world together with.
If they got guns and shit, and you don't have access to anything.
Come on, dogs.
I'm telling you. I agree with you.
Come on, dogs.
I agree with you.
We going all out.
As a woman, how you?
Not with me, you, and Moses. Not with me, you, and Moses around there. If we not plotting.
They don't want that smoke.
They don't want that smoke.
They don't want that smoke. We getting up out of
it. Only take
the fuck out of it.
It only take for one of us to get one of them little punk ass guns they got, and then we got two, and then we got three.
Shit though, but nobody had guns but them. They really treated it like the slavery ways.
Right now, that's what I'm saying. It only take for one of us to get one of those guns, and then we got two, and then we got three. You know what I mean? Because we gonna start taking over from there. You know what I mean?
With you, Dave.
It was a good movie, though. I did enjoy it. It kept me on my toes all the way to the end.
I hate that you hated the end, and I loved it. I thought the end defined it. Nah. Go ahead, Moses.
I think this was so good about the good movies. Like, it'd be good, but it's not the way you want it to end. Mm. And that's the way it is. Some directors be on that where, like, the ending is not what you expect.
Yeah, a little twist.
Yeah, so it's kind of good, but it ain't. Because, you know what I'm saying, you always ain't going to like it. But at the same time, if you look at it, it's brilliant. You know, it's good.
I want to go ahead and say shout out to The Chi. I've been watching The Chi. I'm done with the seasons. Hey, and let me say this, too. Because y'all had to get rid of the main character. His girl. But if y'all didn't have that fucking kidnapping and R. Kelly shit going on in season 3, this shit would have been trash. Let me throw that out there. But it's still a great show. I'm going to continue to watch it. I'm ready for the next season. Well, I just want to say that. Power Book 2. I hate that y'all ain't coming back to like December or some stupid shit like that. I don't know what the fuck going on with y'all. Pissing me off. I don't know what's going on out here, Moses. I don't know what's going on
there.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, what the fuck? Like, y'all just shutting shit down. But whatever. Snowfall, please come back. I'm waiting for you, Franklin.
Snowfall.
Do your thing, bro. Wait, I'm waiting on you, bro. Snowfall. What do you say, Dave?
Rewind that back. Grab that controller.
Oh, I ain't fucking with these niggas. Hey, fuck with us on Twitter.
Shorty just blew a dollar bill off her pussy. Upside down. I wanted to show you that. That was amazing. Go ahead.
Fuck with us on Twitter. Dirty underscore water Moses underscore NC. Yeah, Moses want to see. I don't give a fuck. Facebook.
He didn't think it'd be lying. Right.
Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. Instagram, Dirty Water underscore Podcast. My shit on Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. Dave, what's your shit?
Dirty Water Dave B. Hold on. It's coming up. Hold on. Rewind. Keep going.
Fuck with us. We got them shirts on deck. The Dirty Water Podcast shirts.
Oh, you missed it. Go forward.
I ain't fucking with these niggas. I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'm going home. I'm tired. Episode 94. Love y'all. Keep fucking with us. Shout out to the listeners.
Shut up. 914, what up?
26 and...
Moses.
Word.
Can you please...